You've been waiting all week, and it's finally here. It's another episode of The Wake Up Call. And now, Ren and David.
Remember that? Yeah, we were talking off mic about, are you live or is it live or is it Memorex?
Yeah. I don't think I was around when that aired, but it's such an iconic commercial. I heard it.
I think the first thing that came out were their cassettes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's back when cassettes were real popular.
They were kind of new.
Is that live or is that Memorex?
Interesting.
Are we live?
We are.
Are we Memorex?
You'll never know. It's an illusion.
It is definitely, though, the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with my buddy. Oh, that you used that one. I got the look.
I was ready.
What the heck?
No, what you saw was me going, okay, he said buddy. He's challenging me. I'll just say something else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, it was a challenge with my friend.
My buddy Dave. You said it right that time.
Yeah, well.
Well, I guess you're just keeping me on my toes.
The look I got was like, oh, I felt bad.
No.
I don't know. You know, it's because your brain, you're trying to think of something. Mm-hmm. Ren, we've been doing this a while.
We have.
You know, we're going on our seventh season. And together, you and I have done now more than 100 shows. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say something different every time for the first one when we open up the microphone.
That's okay. We are resting on our laurels a bit when we have our catchphrases, you know. It's just something to go to.
Yeah.
And the crowd goes wild. But, yeah, you could try and challenge me every week. You could say something with my...
Compadre
Ren, or my comrade Ren. I'd have to be like...
I feel like I should find something that kind of rhymes, because I like my friend Ren. Kind of goes, you know, I leave the D off a friend.
Yeah.
My friend Ren.
I wish I had something as good with that. I just say my buddy Dave, because I call everybody buddy.
Yeah, I know. I get lumped in with them. That's all right.
That's okay. Well... that song we just played was I Still Haven't Found What I Was Looking For by very, very famous Irish act, U2.
Why would we be doing a famous Irish act?
I mean, don't know.
It is. Is it not St. Patrick's Day?
Is it?
It is.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know. That was completely by coincidence.
What a coinkydink. You know, I'm going to tell this story real quick, and I may have already told it before, but for years I thought I was Irish. I thought I had some Irish name, not all Irish, but I thought I had some because my grandfather's name was Patrick.
Okay.
And so I heard, I don't know where I got it, that it was started out as O Patrick and they dropped the O.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case. I am not anywhere near Irish. I have no Irish. I have German English in me.
You did one of those.
And a lot of stupidity.
Those DNA tests.
No, I don't remember how it came down, but yeah, it wasn't DNA, but
some sort of genealogy work.
English. The Mills is actually an English name.
Okay. So, hey, I don't know. Get one of those DNA tests. They're pretty fun.
I should. There might be some Irish in there yet.
Yeah. I've got a little bit of Irish ancestry, according to my DNA test. Yeah. It's mostly Welsh.
Welsh.
You know, Wales.
Yeah.
I think it's part of Great Britain.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting what you can find in there, but I'm pretty white.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's nothing else in there. It's all Irish, German, French.
Listen, here's the deal. I'm American. Bottom line. I'm American.
There you go.
American bottom line. And we are a Heinz 57 of people, for sure.
We are, and we should be proud of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we should wear it on our sleeve, nice and proud.
If I'm not mistaken, I'll do a little bit more research into this, but... if I'm not mistaken, it was the Irish immigrants who really celebrated St. Patrick's Day in a big way with, you know, parades in New York City and wearing green. And
it's not celebrated much in Ireland.
But now it is because Americans have made the Irish immigrants who came to America made it such a big deal that back home in Ireland, they're like, I want to do that. That looks fun.
Any excuse to get together and drink beer.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, isn't that what all celebrations are for?
You know, and I guess I understand the reason for the green beer. But you know why? Mm. Just drink the beer.
Yeah.
And say it's green.
Yeah. Or
it's going to be yellow later, so it doesn't matter.
The dye can't be good for you. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's a solid point. That's what I think, too.
Yeah.
So you've done basically this playlist, because I kind of challenge you on this. You've done like some nice Irish tunes. Is that right?
Yeah, but they're not the classic river dancing style Irish. These are actually
Irish bands.
Yeah, these are beloved tunes from
like
people.
Like U2.
Yeah, like U2, and the next one's going to be Van Morrison. That you might not have realized are Irish, or maybe you did realize they were Irish.
I totally forgot that he was Irish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely love him.
Van Morrison.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Irish. I'm Van Morrison. That's my impression. Thank you. Thank you.
Drop the mic and let's play the song.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow. Playing a new game. Laughing and a running. Hey, hey. Skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog with all our hearts a thumping. And you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high the rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown eyed girl. Remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la. We'll be right back.
I was going to say, were you going to scream too?
That's a little Irish tunage for you. That's, of course, the Cranberries.
Was that the Cranberries? I didn't know they were Irish.
Yeah. They're from Ireland, the country. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Van Morrison, who we played before them, is from Northern Ireland, which is a part of the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
And they've definitely had some tumultuous relationship, those two.
Between Ireland, the main state or main country, mm-hmm. and Northern Ireland has always kind of been a little bit of conflict.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit. You ever seen the Netflix show Dairy Girls?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Traeger's Bar prides itself in bringing together positive people and sophisticated spirits. A truly welcoming group with New Mexico roots, locally owned and operated, Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. And for folks feeling a tad peckish, the doghouse is right off the patio with hot dogs, wings, nachos, and much more. Located at 5170 College Boulevard in Farmington, their website is traegersbar.com.
Why does that sound? I have not, but for some reason it's come by a couple of times.
Maybe I've mentioned it. It's pretty cute. I definitely recommend you watch it. If I'm not mistaken, it's still on Netflix, but it's D-E-R-R-Y Girls, Dairy Girls, and it's just about a group of teenage girls living in Londonderry in Northern Ireland in the 90s when a lot of the conflict was kind of going on. And it's really cute. It's a lot of fun. I recommend it.
I think I may. Is it been out a while?
It's been out a while.
Yeah, I think maybe a couple years, maybe a year ago, I might have seen it. Mm-hmm. It sounds familiar for some reason.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's a cute show. It's got a lot of good humor in it.
All right. Well, listen, before I forget, you can contact us at internwestconcepts.com, all one word, all lowercase, INTER. W-E-S-T, concepts.com with an S. And I want to say, when we were back at radio, mm-hmm. And I don't know, this was, because now I ask you when you go somewhere to bring me something, wherever you're coming from.
Yeah.
But I don't think that Elvis, I think that you just brought that to me.
Yeah, because you had talked about Elvis just like a couple days before, and then I went to, I think it was just Comic-Con in Albuquerque.
Right.
And I saw him, and I was like, I gotta get that for Dave.
And we're talking about a Lego doll.
Yeah,
and
a little Lego figure.
He had gone missing.
Mm-hmm. A long time.
Yeah, he'd been gone a while. And so I did kind of rearranged in here. Hopefully things are a little easier to find and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And I lifted this little shelf and now I'm like, ah, there's Elvis. So I get him set up on our regular week where we keep him. And she's got a little troll doll. Is that a troll, right?
That is a troll doll.
So she's got her troll over her name and I got my little Elvis over my name. And I looked at him, because I found him this week and I looked at him for days. I'm like, God, there's something missing.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it to you to show up and go, hey, Dave, here's his hair.
Yeah, it was so crazy. I came in today. You were in the other room, so you didn't even know I was here. And he was bald. And I thought, oh, poor Elvis. And I didn't even have to look around for his hair. I just looked down and I saw it in between the wires. It was like the perfect moment. So he's complete again.
Elvis is complete.
Elvis has returned.
I'll take a picture and post it on our Facebook page, the Wake Up Call Facebook page. You can also contact us there. And if you'd like to email us, we'd like to hear from you. If you have a question, we haven't gotten any emails to answer. Mm-hmm. We feel kind of...
I feel a little ignored, personally.
Yeah, a little bit.
I feel a little... I'm taking it personally, and the only way to make me feel better is to send us an email.
Do you think that'll work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got some people who love me. They don't want to see me cry.
Oh, that's true. I know you.
I think. I don't know. I imagine. All this fame is going to my head.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we're glad to be in our seventh year. We're working on trying to get, we were number three last year in the state of New Mexico. I think that's great. I know we're number one in your hearts. But we appreciate all the votes, all the confidence, everything y'all give us. And we're shooting for number one this year for sure.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I can feel it.
And listen, honestly, if you have suggestions that ways that we might be able to improve the show, please don't hesitate to send us mm-hmm. an email. I mean, we're open for constructive criticism, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so we're doing Irish tunes today, and we're going to call this Luck? No, no, no.
Yeah.
Luck of the Irish.
Luck of the Irish.
Okay, yeah, because it's hitting on St. Patty's Day. Yeah, I thought I wrote down the right thing. So Luck of the Irish.
Or you were also saying tunes to wear green to, yeah. Which I kind of like.
Yeah, that too, but we're not so much sitting on St. Patty's Day. It's just Irish tunes.
Just Irish.
Even though this is airing on St. Patty's Day.
The two are not related. Yes. It was an accident. And it was not planned.
That's right. And I do.
Do you think they'll believe it?
No. But anyway, and I don't recommend drinking green beer, but go out and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you can have a non-alcoholic beer too.
Absolutely, O'Doul's makes a great non-alcoholic beer.
Mm-hmm. Just embrace everything Irish.
There you go.
Just like we're about to do with Enya.
Enya, oh, these guys are great.
Is it Orin
Anya
or Enya? But I can't. Orinoco flow. Is that how you say it?
I don't know, but yes, because it's a regular song too.
Yeah, yeah, it's been played a lot.
A regular radio tune that we've.
Yeah. Orinoco Flow.
Yeah, I don't think I even introduced it. I said Enya and gone on.
We can sing. Listening with a smile.
Keep jumping, follow suit. You're gonna have a bright new future.
Oh, you got a smile there, Rin?
Yeah, I do love that. That's so fun. Thanks for making that, Dave.
Easy listening with a smile.
And then I like the little harp at the end. As though people are coming back to us in a beautiful, dreamy state.
Yeah. Well, we're getting ready to take a break, and they'll come back to us again. And we got another half for the Luck of the Irish program.
Mm-hmm,
I'm not even going to try to do...
I know.
The accent.
Because, well, as Americans, we often only think of other Americans listening to our stuff, but we are international. So every time.
Solid point.
Every time I want to do an accent, I'm low key kind of afraid that someone out there's going to go like, ah, that's terrible. Not even offended. I just don't want their disapproval.
Right. You know, and we don't want to offend anybody for sure.
Oh, no, I don't think like that. But it's like, you know, Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins.
Yes.
The British. They don't have anything against Dick Van Dyke personally, but his accent in that movie is considered one of the worst British accents
really?
Ever.
And yeah. I just absolutely adored him in that, too.
Oh, he's cute in it.
His character, I guess, was what saved him, probably.
Probably. All right, we'll be right back.
The General's Wake Up Call, brought to you by the letters W, U, and C.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days. You took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day. Since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever. Cause
Can I just tell you something?
What's up?
Nothing compares to you.
Thank you. I mean, I think so.
Sinéad O'Connor on KSJE, Saturday Morning Wake Up Call, with my mon ami.
Aw. And my comrade Dave.
With, let's see, how I said, well, Mona, it was a double my friend. It should have been with mon ami Rid. There we go.
There you go. You know this. You took French. I always forget.
Yeah, I took a couple years.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was 3 years total.
Cool.
Only because I had such a good-looking French teacher.
Yep.
I don't know that I learned anything. I just sat and drooled looking at her.
I was terrible at French. It's so funny because, yeah, like I took 3-4 years of French just because I thought my teacher was so neat. I thought she was really cool and I liked being in her class and I thought she was a good influence on me.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Is your to-do list too much of a load? Is your business piling up? Well, you're in luck. Have you heard the scoop on the Poop Group? Whether it's poop stool, duty dump, whatever happens at your dog's rump, we'll take care of it. We are Farmington's one and only poop scooper. We provide weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly pet waste removal services. Call or text 505-330-0081 to schedule your poop scooping today. Don't be fickle with your fecal matter. Call the Poop Group, where your dog's business is our business.
Something about French teachers, for sure. I want to feel the same way now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we are doing we're doing the luck of the Irish because this is airing on St. Paddy's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to play. Wren's doing a very good job of playing. Actually, you know, you always rise to the challenge.
Thank you.
Last week I did the Zydeco stuff.
That was good.
And that was tough. I'm telling you right now, I'm thinking to myself, God, I need to do something more for Wren.
Well, Zydeco is tough because it is such a niche genre that a lot of it sounds very samey.
Yeah. But I don't know. Did you pull this out this week? Put all this together this week?
Yeah, I just read a couple of articles about famous Irish musicians, and then I pulled this together. So I realized after I put it together, I was like, oh, I could have done something a little bit more folk, like Irish folk music, yeah, or, you know, river dance music. But I was like, nah, I wanted to celebrate all the fun, like, hits that the Irish have put out.
Did the river dance originate in Ireland? Is that?
I think so, right? Isn't it from Ireland?
I don't know.
Should we go to a song and I'll look it up?
Yeah, why don't you do that and we'll come back with the information about the folks that river dance.
How
about that?
I love it. Let's see. How about, did you know Thin Lizzy, the band Thin Lizzy, who did The Boys Are Back in Town?
They're not Irish.
They're Irish.
No kidding.
And they're going to be dancing in the moonlight.
Oh, I have not heard this song by them. I understand it's real good, though.
Should have took that last bus home, but I asked you for a dance. Now we go steady to the pictures. I always get chocolate stains on my pants. And my father, he's going crazy. He says I'm living in a trance. But I'm dancing in the moonlight. It's caught me in its spotlight.
It's alright.
Dancing in the moonlight. On this long, hot summer night.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm on the streets again. I disobeyed another warning. I should have been in by 10. Now I won't get out till Sunday. I'll have to say I stayed with friends. Oh, but it's a habit worth forming. If it means to justify the end.
Dancing in the moonlight. It's caught me in its spotlight.
It's alright.
Dancing all right. In the moonlight. On this long hot summer night.
And I'm walking home. The last bus is long gone, but I'm dancing in the moonlight.
that spotlight.
It's all right.
Dancing in the moonlight on this long, hot summer night. Dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight.
It's caught me in its spotlight.
It's caught me in its spotlight.
Dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight.
On this long, hot summer night.
Got humor, she's the giggle at a funeral, knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The undeniable Hozier? Hozier?
I don't know.
They're
from Ireland, so I don't know.
Yeah, he's from Ireland.
Hozier.
I like Hozier.
Yeah.
but I've heard
a little classier sounding.
It might be, and you know how Irish names work. It might be something completely different.
Yeah, very
like
possible.
Saoirse Ronan. Her name is spelled. It looks like if you were to pronounce it just with like American alphabet, it looks like it would be Sarose or Sarouse, but it's pronounced Saoirse.
Yeah.
So I'll look it up, and it's like not even Hosier. It'll be like. I don't know. I can't even think of anything fake.
We were going to look something up too.
Looking up Riverdance, and it is Irish.
We did, yeah. Did we say that already? Am I
no, not yet.
Okay, good.
I looked it up, and Riverdance is. I thought that the name of the style of dance was Riverdance, but that's the name of the show, the theatrical group. Yeah.
All right, there you go. And they're cool. Irish.
And they are Irish.
There we go.
Everything Irish here today on the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call.
And we're going to call it with my friend Wren.
And my lucky buddy Dave.
Lucky buddy. We're going to call it Luck of the Irish for sure. I feel a little lucky. I had something very profound to say, and it just like...
We had too many things.
Did you hear that? That's just escaped.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't passing gas. It was no
flatulent. I wondered.
I wasn't
going to bring it up because I didn't want to be rude. But
well, coming up, we're going to have the Zen of Wren before we close out the show.
Yep.
And we're also going to do
Debonese.
Yeah. Well, we're not calling it that really. The word of the day.
Well, you've got your Debonese opening here.
Yeah, I guess it does say
Dave's word of the day, aka Debonese, starring Dave. And that full title.
You know, I don't know if I sent you that or maybe you sent that to me about. I'm so excited about Shania Twain. I just have to say.
You actually sent it to me first. Yeah. That Shania Twain's getting her own Barbie doll.
Well, but did I send you the clip where she's, they
no,
announce
I
it?
Sent you the clip.
Oh, that's where it came from. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Where she does the classic, can I find it?
Well, they give her the doll, she hands it back and walks around the corner off stage and goes, Sublime!
Just like Ryan Gosling and Barbie. Love it.
Yeah, that was classic, I thought.
She's got a good sense of humor. I love that about her.
I agree. We're going to do a show about her coming up, too, here in the weeks to come.
It's been a little bit since we did a Spotlight episode.
Yes, and it's time to do that again. All right, so today we are doing... these bands primarily came from Ireland, either Northern or regular Ireland, mainland, whatever. Northern Ireland or Mainland Ireland.
Ireland. I wouldn't know the particular namings associations with that, but that sounds accurate.
Yeah. I don't know either for sure, but and we're sorry for all our Irish friends.
We are, so please forgive us if you have any angry words or educational words.
Exactly. You can send it to us at interwestconcepts.com, all one word, all lowercase, INTER. Just go to the website and click on speak to us or something.
Yeah.
Communicate. You'll know when you get there. And plus, you can see our lovely mugs.
Mm-hmm. I think they're pretty lovely.
I do too.
Yeah. Or they could be faces made for radio, you know, as they always say. That's why we hide behind these microphones.
That's something. I mean, that subject came up this week again, too, about faces made for radio. And I'm like, eh.
Yeah. One of your coworkers was saying that you're so funny.
Yeah, and I said, well, looks aren't everything.
And then I said, this is what I would have personally said. With a face like this, I have to be funny.
That's right. Yeah. I think that's perfect. And from now on, that's what I'm going to say.
Thank you. Thank you. You have to credit me every time.
I will. All right. Hold on. I'm going to tell you something Wren told me.
My good friend, wise wizard friend Wren.
That's right.
All right. Hey, this is a pretty popular Irish band that maybe you haven't heard of, but this is called The Corrs, and this is their song Old Town.
I don't know that I have heard of The Corrs.
Yeah, I think they're a little bit more contemporary.
Okay, lay it on me.
Has broke down. The spark spending my money in the old town. It's not the same, honey, with you not around. I've been spending my time in the old town. I sure miss you, honey, but you're not around. You're not around this old town.
Yes, the Corrs.
The Corrs, I kind of like that.
They are a family band.
It's C-O-R-E-S, right?
C-O-R-R-S.
R-R-S. Yeah, okay, that sounds right.
Yeah, but now that I reminded myself that the Irish have like very interesting ways of spelling their names, now I'm second guessing all of the Irish names I've ever seen. What if it's not Corr? What if it's like Cov or Cop? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how it could be Cop, but it could, I don't know.
That's what Cope? I mean. No. Cope.
Corp. No.
Corp.
Yeah. She kind of put a P in there.
But we're overthinking it.
Yeah.
It's the Corrs, but.
All right. Well, I guess we're getting close, so it's time for, it's my turn, right?
It's your turn to go first. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go for it.
Okay. I'm going to play the short one.
I forgot which one I'm using. Go for it.
The secret word is
modem. Modem. I know you think that's something for your computer. Nope. It's what you did to that hayfield last fall.
Oh.
Modem.
I like that. That's funny. That's pretty.
Sublime. Oh, yes.
All right. And here, let me play my little, intro.
Prepare your mind, for now it is time for the Zen of Ren.
Never wrestle with pigs. You both get dirty, and the pig likes it. George Bernard Shaw.
Oh, he's talking about an ex, I'm sure.
Yep. That's, I mean, I don't think.
Oh, my God. There were so many things that came to mind.
I can't think of a situation where that isn't applicable. Because for me, I've been online a lot lately, probably too much. But, you know, there's a lot of internet trolls out there who try to bait you, try to get you into an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Do not wrestle with pigs, Lauren. Do not wrestle with trolls because you get dirty and they like it.
That's right. That was good.
Thank you.
Nice job there, Ren.
I appreciate it. And that was, of course, George Bernard Shaw, who is an Irishman.
Oh, cool.
I did my research a little bit.
I didn't know that he was Irish.
Yeah.
A great author.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Great quote sayer.
Yeah, not a naysayer, quote sayer.
Quote sayer. Soothsayer? I don't know what soothsayer
is. Are we out of time already?
We are out of time. Oh, and
I'm so glad we've had this time together.
And I'm playing a sort of new what's it called? It was like the Cars, and I can't think of it right now. It was a genre from the 80s that we did a show about.
Big Hair?
No, it was like new wave.
New wave.
This is a new wave classic. This is After All by the Frank and Walters. Have a great weekend, everybody.
See you next week, Ren.
I know that we're fine. That's it for now. Be watching Wake Up Call Facebook page for upcoming events and podcasts.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Want to be a guest or have a question? Drop David or Ren an email at thegeneralswakeupcall@gmail.com. I know he'd love to hear from you. Until next time.
Boom, it's done. Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.